First, I don't believe the report. I don't believe anybody can desegregate between the A, B, C, or even the D all the way to Z. I actually have a little article that outlines the A to Z of HIV prevention, because it's more complicated than even A, B, or C. So the first is, I don't believe a report that would claim to desegregate A and B from C and say C is more important than A and B. Uganda's success has not been either A, nor B, nor C, nor D, but the fact that we're able to put in place programs that used all four, depending on what population group, depending on what situation.
Well, Doctor, they based this study, apparently a 10-year study, on 10,000 adults in the Rakai district, or about 85% of the population in 44 villages. And they say that it appears the condom rate is going up, and that's what they were attributing it to. Have you seen the use of condoms increase in your work?
Well, the use of condoms in Uganda has increased more recently. But at the time the declines occurred, that is in the early 90s, there hadn't been a dramatic increase in condom use. And I would believe that depending on the phase of the epidemic, because Rakai was one of the very first areas of Uganda to be hit by the epidemic. And I don't doubt in the early parts of the epidemic that deaths in Rakai, because Rakai had the greatest numbers of deaths, would have caused the decline in prevalence. But other parts of the country have had the epidemic at different phases. And abstinence and, or rather, let me call it behavior change. And that behavior change included abstinence and being faithful to a partner, took place as a result of the very visible death in Uganda. So death has had an effect in two ways. It's had an effect by causing the death of being HIV positive, but it has also had an effect on changing the behavior of people. So that's the way I would interpret that data. But to say that A and B did not contribute to the epidemic, to me, would be wrong.
Doctor, as you know, this report will probably spark a lot of controversy because there are some in this country and abroad who are trying to push the abstinence and be faithful angles of the ABC approach over the condom approach. Is that wise to push any particular element of the ABC approach, or must they all be done together?
They have to be done together. And even if you unpackage abstinence, I would like to unpackage abstinence a little bit further. Because depending where you are, some people believe abstinence to mean abstinence until you get married. In other words, stay a virgin until you get married. And that's one aspect of abstinence. The other aspect of abstinence is somebody who's sexually active but chooses to abstain for 6 months. Then they have one sexual encounter at which they use a condom. And then they abstain for another 3 months. I mean, they have a pattern of safe sex, because they are periodically abstaining, then using a condom, then periodically abstaining. As far as HIV and AIDS is concerned, that's a sure way to make sure you don't get HIV and AIDS. So we need to understand abstinence in the Ugandan context a little bit better, and that it may be slightly different from the way abstinence is understood in the United States. In other words, you need all three.
So, Doctor, you're fairly confident that the ABC approach in Uganda has been responsible for the decline in the AIDS rate, and not because of simply condoms or that the data was false?
Yes, I am sure that it is ABC and beyond, because there is also an important D, the D being determine and disclose your HIV status. And over 1 million Ugandans have gone for an HIV test. So it's not as simple as even as ABC, and definitely not as simple as A and B, or even as simplistic as A. You have to take the whole spectrum. And depending on the age group, depending on the target group, depending on the situation, you may emphasize certain letters more than others. For instance, if you go to children who are 12, you obviously have to emphasize abstinence and being faithful. But if you are moving to a group of young, sexually active males who are in the army or in the police, you have to emphasize condom, because it's unlikely that they're going to abstain or even, and many of them are probably not married. So the way we approach the epidemic is using a huge menu of approaches that goes beyond ABC to even A to Z, and not trying to play one off against the other. Because if you say only condoms work, then they may work in a certain group, but they may not work in other groups. For instance, in married people in Uganda, condoms may not be a very effective weapon. But among married people, being faithful, has to be the effective weapon that you use. And among young people who are not yet sexually active, remaining virgin through abstinence is an effective weapon. Just because you use condoms, you should not denigrate abstinence. And just because abstinence is being used in one group, they should not denigrate condoms. You have to take a comprehensive